This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So if you need the phone number, credit card, maybe a fingerprint, or possibly a peek at the latest medical history of a federal worker or anyone who's applied to be a federal worker over the last 15 years, you might try asking the Chinese. The Obama administration admitted Thursday that a widely reported hack into the records of the Federal Office of Personnel Management has compromised the personal information of more than 21 million people. The government believes this data theft intrusion originated in China. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill believe the responsibility begins and ends with OPM Director Catherine Archuleta. Joining me now with more is Susan Landau, professor of cybersecurity policy at Worcester Polytechnic Institute and author of Surveillance or Security, the Risks Posed by New Wiretapping Technologies. Welcome back, Susan.
Thanks very much.
Can the director of OPM monitor something like this? Is that person responsible for security at this wide of a database?
Of course, any head of an agency is always responsible for security. That said, the expertise has to lie in other parts of the government as well. Protecting against an attack of the magnitude and sophistication of the Chinese government or people who work for the Chinese government is very hard, and OPM cannot have the expertise by itself.
What would this involve? I mean, are the OPM computers separate? Are they tied into the overall government computer security system, or is it just sort of a patchwork of different computer systems throughout Washington?
All federal systems are tied together, at least the civilian systems are tied together and communicate. We know that some of the ways that hacks have been done is to go in via a contractor. So a contractor has access to the OPM machines because the contractor is doing legitimate work for the government. But then maybe the contractor is less well protected, or somebody working from home is less well protected, maybe even less well protected when working in the office. All these are different routes for getting in.
Is it the case that the state of technology in Washington allows that a contractor with access to, say, look at charts of economic data on a government database would also be able to, with a little bit of work, find their way throughout every aspect of that agency's computer database?
No, but it could be a contractor who had access to personnel records, for example, had authorization to do something, for example, somebody to do with healthcare, somebody to do with another aspect of federal government. The point is that the U.S. government has not kept up with advances in technology in terms of security. I worked at Sun Microsystems starting in 1999, and we had what was called two-factor authentication then. I had a small device that I used when I logged in remotely, in addition to the password on my computer. Federal systems typically don't have that kind of technology even now.
And at the time you were at Sun Microsystems, the federal government was probably recovering from the fact that all of its records were on paper, and they were just beginning to digitize those records back then. How does a big agency deal with upgrading technology and the fact that, there's constant turnover in the database itself? You can't stop everything to install a new system, right?
Right. So one thing is you roll out changes slowly, incrementally. A much deeper problem for the federal government is that when Congress funds purchase of equipment, it doesn't fund maintenance. It doesn't fund upkeep. And that's actually a really important aspect of keeping our systems secure. In industry, when you see a problem, you can put money towards fixing it immediately. The federal procurement process is slow, and there are reasons for that. Fairness is a really important issue for the U.S. government, making sure that you're doing bidding fairly. But it also means that you lack agility. Information about an individual makes the individual open to compromise and puts people at risk, but it also puts the federal government at risk. So I think that this is a very serious long-term risk for the U.S.
Susan Landau, professor of cybersecurity policy at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, author of Surveillance or Security, the Risks Posed by New Wiretapping Technologies. Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.